Hello.
Yes, Miss Sandra.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's Kendra.
Okay.
So, this is the I'm gonna call you. This is like the vaccine appointment, the COVID vaccine appointment hotline. I'm gonna ask you for your county that you're in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What county is
Colbert.
It? Colbert County. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So that's Sheffield, Alabama. I'm pulling that up, and I'm gonna go ahead and take your information now. What is your first name?
Sandra. S-A-N-D-R-A.
All right. S-A-N-D-R-A. And the last name?
Is Gilmore, spelled G-I-L-M-O-U-R.
M-O-U-R?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's G-I-L-M-O-U-R. And what is the very best contact phone number for you?
Area code 904.
Uh-huh.
466.
Yes, ma'am.
151529.
All right, that's 904-466-1529. And you have an email that you'd like to provide?
Yes, ma'am. It is Gilmore's. The Gilmore spelled that way.
Right.
G-I-L-M-O-U-R-S.
S.
At Bell.
For Sandra.
Uh-huh. At bellsouth.net.
Net. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I've got Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-U-R-S at bellsouth.net. You said this is Colbert County, so let me mark that really quick. And then what is your age?
I am 64, but
yes, ma'am.
My doctor just told me, is the one, he said, you know, because of your stent, you are eligible for the next your category 1C,
right,
or whatever. So that's
okay.
What
well,
I said, well, how do I prove that? Do I show my little stent card?
Right.
I do have
so,
one.
So, yeah, I understand. So at this time, I know like they're trying to get everybody vaccinated. Everybody, you know, as soon as possible.
I know.
Everybody wants to know when they're going to call and all that. And I don't have a timeline, but I know. You can go online and look at the Alabama Vaccine Allocation Plan and see when the phases are for everybody, what they're
they
going by.
This one was at February the 8th.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay.
So as far as, see that on the form, like the information I just took from you, they don't ask for pre-existing health conditions or occupation or anything like that. I'm not sure if that's subject to change, but I feel like it should be on here. But at this time, it's not.
I know.
You know, so I do understand your concern. There's maybe the only thing I could recommend is for you to reach out to the Colbert County Health Department and ask them, like, let them know, hey, I'm pre-registered to get the vaccination, but you know, and here's my age. I'm 64. But look, I have, you know, this medical issue. And ask them, you know, does that make a difference or what you need to do about that? I'm so sorry that I can't tell you exactly, and I don't have all the answers, but I hope that I've been able to help you.
Well, let me ask you this, Kendra. What you're saying is, are you not just, I mean, you've registered me though, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're pre-registered, and this information is went over to the Colbert County Health Department. You're on the list for them to give you a call, when a date and time is available.
So, what you're thinking, though, that they might see that I'm 64 years old and that's not the category I should be in, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I'm not exactly, I don't know exactly, and I don't want to tell you wrong how they're going about doing this. So that's why I told you, you know, like you just told me about your, you know, medical issue. I would reach out, like when you get off the phone with me or whenever you're able to, I would reach out to them, you know, today and just let them know that and ask them how they're handling that.
They're the ones that gave me your hotline number because I went in there physically to say, you know, I can't get anybody to answer me and, you know, filling out the form, blah, 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 just what I told you when I got you. And she said, I am so sorry. They're not letting us register anybody. You know, it's out of our hands. Here's a hotline number. Call them. And I'm afraid if I go
I understand.
And do that.
I understand that. And, which is wrong because, I mean, I literally, everything, everything that I've told you is, I mean, like, yeah, literally all the information I've had, like, I mean, the county health department, they're the one that's administering the vaccination, so they should know how they're doing that, how they're, you know, what system that they're using. They're the ones that give you the callback with the date and a time. So I feel like they don't want to deal with that, and they just say, hey, here's the hotline number.
That's what they're doing to us. I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, so, and then it makes, and it makes us look stupid, like, you know, this county health department just told you to call this hotline, like we're going to be able to help you. And then I sit here and tell you, you know, but I mean, the facility that's administering the vaccination, that has it on hand, that's the person that should be able to ask, you know, answer these questions on how they're doing. They're the ones, I just sent that information to them. They're the ones that's going to call you and let you know the appointment time and date. They're the, you know,
so did you just zap that to them right as we spoke?
Right. And it submits it straight over to them. And so that's why, do you see what I'm saying? They're the ones that would be able to answer that question. Because
I'm not going to call. They're going to look me in the face and talk.
Right. You know, and I wouldn't let them do a runaround type of thing, you know. And
I'm going to tell them to call Kendra.
All right. All right. That's the information that I have, and I'm so sorry that I don't know more, and I've done, I mean, literally everything.
I know that my name is on a list.
Absolutely.
I know that.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe they can pull me up. Okay.
Thank you so much,
Kendra.
Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.